Who's your favorite wrestler?
Oh, that's easy for me. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay.
Easily. And it's not even close. Stone Cold was like the dad I never had. Dad, if you're listening, I apologize. But you know this. You know this already.
Yeah, when the glass breaks, man. Here we go.
And it's the pieces of it that I take. Stone Cold was that rejection of authority. It's that I'm going to do things the right way. And Shawn Michaels represented, I'm an ugly kid. I wish I looked like him. I wish people thought I was attractive. I wish girls would like me. That's where that came from.
So I'm like 30 seconds older than you are. I just rewatched Sting's last match because he's only like 60 something. To watch him and his boys go out there in the uniforms. He still got it. It was Sting and Big Van Vader was the one that's like old school. It's like, ooh, what's this? This is something I've never seen before.
Rest in peace, Lenny White.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was. I almost cried that day when I found out he passed.
Power, this is low-hanging fruit. You know I can talk pro wrestling so much.
Absolutely.
I thought about on the way over here, I'm going to be on Southern Holler podcast, man. And I was like, and it reminded me of like living on Ebenezer Church Road outside of Jefferson.
Come on.
Watching, because we didn't have satellite or cable. We had antenna. I was picking up TBS, Channel 17.
By the way, that is the correct way to say that.
Antenna.
By the way.
Antenna.
We had antenna. And so I would watch WCW Saturday night from 6 to 8 o'clock. And you weren't getting the A-team. We're talking, it was a lot of Buff Bagwell, a lot of Disco Inferno. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some Harlem Heat mixed in here and there. But, like, it wasn't the A-team.
See, I had to get you fired up. I got to get you fired up. And I know what fires y'all up is wrestling.
Southern Holler, baby.
Wearing diamond ring. Wearing kiss stealing. Woo! Wheeling, dealing. Limousine riding. Jet flying. Son of a gun.
Y'all can't see it, but they're throwing up their hands, you know.
Number four horsemen, baby. Man, four horsemen.
You asked that, like, age yourself by telling who the four horsemen was when you were there.
Oh.
Like, when you watched. The four horsemen when I watched, and this is my childhood, Ric Flair, obviously, Arn Anderson, who Daniel Tosh still has a beef with, which is amazing in 2024.
I still don't get that one.
Steve Mongo McMichael, who has a rough go of it right now. And then Chris Benoit. And that's all we're going to say about that last one.
Yeah, let's not get into the Badger. That one went a little too far. The Wolverine.
He was the Wolverine.
He was the Wolverine.
Wolverine!
We're going to have to pay our executive producer some extra cash for that
one. Absolutely.
That was awesome.
Sound effects.
He was ready to go.